blueprint of perfection. So you have had less pain. Well, this is what we should expect, because that thing called pain is inarticulate. It cannot speak up. It is senseless. When you talk to it in these terms, it naturally quiets down and backs out. Your premises, you know, are in normal condition. Nothing disorderly can be staged or foistered upon them. There is no mind to devise such an abnormality as you describe, and no architect to build it. It is a good deal to say, but no exaggeration, that perfection bodies forth in you and can never be converted into imperfection. So there is no escape from the conclusion that you are staunch and shapely in every detail, a formation of beauteous life. I am much pleased with your letter. Since you are feeling wonderful, you will soon find your figure in better form and color, because, with mentality quickened and toned, it constructs a prepossessing appearance. Keep talking the truths we have been talking. Talk them to yourself. The result will be a still more uplifted sense of things and of yourself. You will build another world. This is about what every individual does for himself, builds a world of his own. And he can make it of such dimensions and of such quality as he desires if he is industrious. Very likely you have forgotten all about that throat ailment you mentioned. Really, you know, mind directs all the functions of being, and therefore nothing in your system can become disturbed or disarranged. There cannot be any additions at any point, nor can there be any subtractions from other places. All of which adds up to the fact that you are made and maintained in the beauty of wholeness. Just step around and say that you are. Face those difficulties that try to speak to you, and say to them, you cannot talk these things. They cannot be talked. No one could hear them if they were talked. Principle is established in me and in all my affairs, which spells health and security. I hope all the disturbances of the Orient will abate before you reach Hong Kong. They are bad enough at present, but suddenly the worst of storms quiet down, you know. Your cheerful note received, also notes of similar character from your friend. Of course you are taking things rather easy, content to admit that you have a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens, that you are a synthesis of the vitalities and glories of unquenchable life, that you have that mind which sees through the phantoms of disease and recognizes the pattern of perfection. Do not strain or labor. Do not try to prove anything. Simply say and admit what Jesus said and admitted. As the Father hath self-existence, so hath he given self-existence to me. Here is the existence that never began and can never fail, an existence full of hope and joy, an existence that will endure on and on without fear or interruption. Everybody asks why. Hence you are justified in doing so. But nobody can give the answer. So you and I, along with the rest of humanity, plod along with a little understanding, an immense amount of faith, and with, now and then, a definite achievement to our credit. The Almighty is your builder and maker. Certainly he did a good job, and guaranteed it would stand the wear and tear. He constructed you in strength and shapeliness. He said, "This girl can have nothing added to her and nothing subtracted from her. She is well built, and I am well pleased with her." Now, when any obsession to the contrary hovers about, do the best you can to put it out of thought by contemplating the above truths. You will state them in various ways. As you do so, and hold to them, they will crowd the obsession out of your household, and you will find yourself in good trim. The physiologists know that you have a new body every year or so. Consciousness does the rebuilding. Keep consciousness as hopeful and balanced as you can. It is building you a new body, some small area every day. By the end of 365 days, you will have an entirely new structure. It can be, and we will expect it, better than the one you had 30 years ago. Meanwhile, bear in mind Edmund Spencer's recipe for beauty. So every spirit, as it is more pure, and hath in it the more of heavenly light, so it the fairer body doth procure, to habit in, and it more fairly dight with cheerful grace and amiable sight. For of the soul the body form doth take, for soul is form, and doth the body make.